الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. A point of benefit concerning the visiting of graves. And the visiting of the graves is legalized for men. And the correct opinion that it is forbidden for women. In the visits of the graves, there are two benefits. First, a lesson for the visitor. A lesson for the visitor and a remembrance for him regarding the hereafter. This is concerning the visitor. The second is forgiveness, asking Allah for forgiveness to the deceased. These are the two benefits. And the visitors of the graves, their situations are as follows. To visit the graves in order to call upon the occupants of the graves. And this is major shirk that takes the person out of Islam. Like, for example, saying, I ask you, O such and such, to relieve me, and so forth. This is major shirk that takes the person out of the fold of Islam. The second, to visit the graves in order to invoke Allah at the grave site or by the grave site. This is in principle an innovation. This is a bid'ah in principle. And this could be and could turn to a fitna, affliction for the person. Because if Allah answers him, his request, he would think that this is due to the blessing of the grave occupant. And we know that the grave occupant possesses nothing of this. The third type is to visit the grave in order to invoke Allah by the occupants, like Allahumma, O Allah, I ask you, by the right, quote unquote, out of this occupant. In this way, he puts the occupant of the grave as intermediary between him and Allah, and this is unlawful. And this could turn to be or become a major shirk. And from that also, O Allah, I ask you by the right of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon you, is of the same type. The fourth, to visit the graves in order to remember the grief and to agitate the grief, such that whenever the person remembers his beloved ones, his father or mother who died, or his relatives, he goes to the grave, to their graves. And this could enter under or be part of lamentation. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, mentioned that everything that agitates the affliction is from the niyaha, from lamentation. the fifth type, to visit the graves, you know, to invoke Allah for the occupants of the graves. And this is permissible. And to visit the graves for remembrance. And this is permissible. So the last two parts are the legal ones when it comes to the visiting the graves. What about the last two? The last two, to visit the graves in order to invoke Allah for their occupants. To invoke Allah for their occupants. And to visit the graves to remember. To remember and contemplate and remember the hereafter. Both of these types of visits are recommended. Then, what about visiting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grave? First, establishing a travel for the visit, specifically intended for the visit, is not legal. Is not legal. Second, establishing a travel to the Prophet's masjid is legal. And when the person is visiting the Prophet's masjid, then if he passes by the Prophet ﷺ's grave and says salam, then there is no harm in that. And one should remember that there is a difference between visiting the grave of the Prophet ﷺ, and know that this is different from the legal visits of the rest of the graves. It is not, quote, and end of quote, legal as the legality of visiting the other graves. What does this mean? The other graves are apparent and erected. However, his grave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is screened by three walls. And that's why when he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, invoked Allah by saying, Allahumma la taj'al qabri wathanan yu'bad, oh Allah, don't make my grave a site of an idol to being worshipped, Allah answered him, and that's why, alhamdulillah, it is sealed and screened by this, the presence of these three walls. Now why, and that's why, as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned, why it is permissible in case a woman or woman visit his grave, but not the other graves. Because now we learned that the other graves are distinct, different in being apparent and erected. And so they said, the people of knowledge, that the woman's visit to the Prophet ﷺ's grave site is not of the type that is normal for the other graves. And in the normal visits to graves, the person stands by the head of the deceased in the apparent grave. In this case, by the Prophet's side, this is not the situation. So that's why the people of knowledge, considered that the woman's visit in the case of the Prophet's side is different. What does the person say when he stands by the site of the grave of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he says, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, salam be upon you, O Messenger of Allah. I attest that you have delivered the message and the trust, and you advise the Ummah. It's not permissible here for the person to raise his hands when he makes this dua, or makes dua by the gravesite of the Prophet ﷺ, turning his face towards the gravesite. And then when he finishes, when the person finishes from the salam, he makes salam to the two companions of the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr and Umar. May Allah be pleased with both of them. Well, this includes this, concludes this benefit. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from me and to make it a benefit for everyone else who listens to it. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.